It's hard to see yourself represented on the silver screen. In a world with less available roles to us, this industry can be so mean. So we're gonna make some changes in this town. Turn the male-driven media upside down. There's nothing that a woman can't do. So act like a girl, we're here to support you.
Welcome to the Act Like a Girl podcast, everyone.
Welcome back.
Oh, man, guys. This is our 1 year episode.
Oh, it's a whole year. An anniversary.
365 days.
You know it's a big thing if you can actually say anniversary.
An anniversary. Celebrate. We're having a party.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Tonight. Yep. Technically, because that's when this episode's going to go out.
I mean, it's going to be the part of the century. I'm serious. It's going to be girl power. I mean, so girl power that guys going to want to be there, because who don't want to see us in all our power? You know what I mean? Come on.
It's going to be the best. Oh, I also think this episode's going to be fun because I'm pretty sure I'm going to get, because Katie Dole is dropping off my hard drive. So I want her to say hi from Scramble.
Oh, yeah, from Scramble.
And that'll be her third time on the podcast. And then my friend Megan is coming by to like hang out, so we're gonna get her to say some stuff. Cool. And then I'm hoping Maylee will come out here too and say something. And she was on our first round of podcasts. Maylee was
way back in your old apartment.
Yeah. When we first started.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I can't believe it's been
you can
a
look
year.
Back and see that's a, oh that's such it's an accomplished so cool. feeling to be like remember when
this is when so cool first. Oh my God.
God, you know we're going to party and celebrate.
Oh my God.
Y'all
we're
know
so
we're
going to
party
fun.
And celebrate.
We I have that bottle of champagne.
And I have my list, my playlist.
Oh,
of all
yes.
the baddest bitches, the bosses, the all everything.
We should play that before the show. Bees.
Huh?
We should play that before the show. Oh, you mean on the, you mean coming on the lineup?
The playlist I'm going to give to you because you said let me know what music.
Yes,
yeah,
perfect, you, great, hear. Perfect.
I'm talking about Eve and Gwen Stefani and who else? Even Lil' Kim's. I'm talking about when
she,
I got the Midas touch. You know what I'm saying?
So
all of that.
Good.
We want to be up in there partying.
So
feeling
good.
Powerful and bosses.
And we're going to go to Melrose after. Melrose Umbrella Company.
Oh, yeah. Umbrella Company.
Yes.
She said like NPR.
Melrose Umbrella Company.
Very
my sweaty balls.
On that radio station. I need to be soothed. So I listen to it all the time.
This is why I think NPR. I should be a yoga teacher, yoga instructor. I feel like I would be now move into downward dog.
That's why I'm like, okay.
And make sure that your toes are pointing.
Oh my God. It's hard.
Oh my God. Okay. You guys, we're so excited. We're so happy. This is so great. Okay, Tracy, what has been your favorite thing? Okay, first of all, what's been your favorite thing that's happened this year? Within the Act Like a Girl world and then also outside of the Act Like a Girl world.
Oh, I like Act Like a Girl world. And I like this question. Because it is two worlds.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the power. That's like Wonder Woman. She had two worlds. She didn't have to always be in the booth.
Yes.
Always. Just because they was red and sexy, she had to be in them all the time to be Wonder Woman. It was another side.
Yeah, well, she can be Wonder Woman and she doesn't even still, like, she can be Wonder Woman without the outfit.
Yeah.
She can be Wonder Woman in multiple outfits.
Yeah. Oh, we need an episode like that. A superhero.
Yes.
Yeah. What's your favorite? My favorite thing that happened inside Act Like a Girl world is so much, but I'm going to have to say that we started our live podcast show. Oh, my God.
It's so big. Fun.
That's so big and so much, and it's been amazing, and the sold-out crowds and the audiences are like, they lift you off your feet and...
And I know that there have been people that have come to both shows, and I'm excited to see if there are people that will have been at all three.
Remember we met somebody from Australia that came?
Yes.
They were fans. Somebody introduced them.
Or was it Iceland?
They're friends. Iceland. Yeah,
I think it was Iceland.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking Iceland.
Iceland. When you say, that's where you live. Ice is in the name.
And then we didn't even know their friends.
No. And it was like, our friends told us. And we came. We came to town.
So good.
So, yeah.
I love it. I wish I would have had a sticker for them. Shout out to that couple from Iceland. If you guys have started listening to the podcast, email us. Email us.
Yeah,
if you're
please.
Listening. Yeah.
And outside, Act Like a Girl, the biggest thing happened. What's the biggest thing happened?
Or like your favorite thing, or like
favorite thing. I just feel like I had a lot of turmoil, but I had a lot of growth. So that's great. So much more sure of myself now and what I have to offer.
It's also like almost your birthday, right?
Yeah.
So soon.
In August.
Yeah.
23rd. Yeah. So
Virgo, you know, queen.
Yeah. It's been tumultuous. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Tumultuous. I mean, you say it for everyone, use big words and don't have pronunciation right.
Just fucking do it anyway, guys. I use big words and I don't know how to spell them.
You don't use it. You don't use fucking it. I'm saying if I don't never use it, that's why I'm forgetting how to say it because I don't never use it. I got to use it.
Yeah,
I
done read it somewhere. It's I love big brain. Words.
Let it come out, dude. It might not always be right.
Big words and big dicks.
Fake words.
I said big words.
Oh, yeah.
I said I love big words. And then I said big words and big dicks.
You know, just to let you know.
Mealy, come say hi.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Oh, you're still on the phone.
Oh, you look so good.
Hey, yeah.
Hey, Mom, can I go? I didn't mean to say it like that. Let me hang up.
Love you, Mom.
You're on Act Like a Girl podcast.
Yay, bye. Mom.
Say hi to Stephanie Levine.
Hey, I'll talk to you soon.
Love you, Mom.
Love you, too. Love all of you.
Say you love Act Like a Girl.
Oh,
right, well,
I
you
love
broke
it.
Up a little bit, but we know what you meant.
Love you, Mom.
Bye.
Come say hi. Oh my gosh, I'm so happy that you guys are chilling out and recording because, girl.
I love that. Yeah, let's, girl.
Okay,
you
guys.
Know
so
what's coming after that introduction?
Wait, should I get Mealy a microphone? I should get Mealy a microphone.
This getting ready Hold to be on. Released right here. I enjoyed already.
Okay, we're back. Okay, so Mealy's here, my roommate. Who she was, like I said, on the first
she came
cycle.
Dancing in. She looks so good. You like you
of her podcast
in on Broadway somewhere dance.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, her body is so important. Right now.
Girl,
not that it's
I
not.
Was dance class it yesterday. Is. We just like. Flow.
Yeah, move those hips.
Oh, move my hips. Class. Maybe I need. I've never taken a dance. You know what? You know how to do the exercise classes and you're dancing there. I've done that. You know, routine.
Like Zumba.
Routine. Love. That's my stuff.
Some Zumba classes are
That's
very sad. There's definitely some like sad Zumba classes where you're just like.
You know,
yikes.
I want a good one because some of them just run through it like. It's like no, it's rhythm. It's you know. Yeah. Extension, you got to make the moves, you know? Yeah. But let's just be.
What's the theme of today?
Well, just this is going to be our 1 year anniversary.
Oh,
episode.
1 year anniversary. Yeah, we just celebrated.
So this is going to come out on the 17th.
I was on
yeah,
the
that's
pod.
What we're that's saying. What yep. Okay, so wait, Mealy, tell
this
us.
This is
what,
a huge deal, actually.
Yeah, this is a great, great thing that's happening. And Katie's about to come in, and it'll be her third time on the podcast. And then Megan will be here. Megan hasn't been on yet, so it's like perfect.
This is a year since we talked about Fabulous Monk.
Yes.
And then someone got mad at me for talking about Fabulous Monk.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what up? What up, co-producer?
Who you know? We know who you are.
You know you are. They got mad at me because they were like, why don't you say that I was your co-creator? And I was like, oh my gosh. Like, first of all, I love you. Second of all, you're not the co-creator. You're the co-producer, baby boy. You created. And
but just like Maxine Waters, I am not here for you to mansplain this to me.
Yes. Yeah. And also, it wasn't even about Fabulous Monk, it was about like Hillary Clinton. It was about Hillary fucking
I know,
Clinton.
I know. Oh.
Oh. Hill, we thinking about
we you. We love you, Hills.
Hill, go to Barbados, chill out.
Get a Klonopin, Hills.
Yeah, go get we know that you have access to Quaaludes, you fucking sneaky bitch.
Go get those
fucking Quaaludes.
She better do like the Obamas and get ghosts, baby. They got ghosts on
their
ass.
Where are where in like, the world is Barack
yeah,
Obama?
There was them laughing and saying.
Where
playing.
In the world is Barack Obama?
On vacation forever.
Donald Trump became president after him. I would have got the hell out of you. See what they had to enter? They had to bring him into the White House and entertain their crazy ass. You know, like, you know, that was a lot. They've been holding
Do you guys
lot.
Remember that our last president held a BET event at the White House?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So good. I missed that.
No, where?
Did you never watch that?
Uh-uh.
Oh, my God.
BET?
Yes. they had an event at the White House.
I didn't know that.
Right, in his last term. It was like this amazing concert. Everybody was fucking there. It was so good. You need to watch it.
Oh, it's online, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's
right.
Online, huh?
I've watched it on like.
It's gotta be, you know.
It has to be. I've watched it like on, you know, like they'll play it again on BET, so I watch it like
oh.
that.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
I think I watched it live too. Ooh, that was a smack.
But
sorry.
That's how Girls Trip was.
Oh,
was
I need like, to see
it was
Girls
like
Trip.
The Essence Awards, but it was like you were at the Essence Awards.
We need to see
like
Girls Trip.
Yeah, we do. Tomorrow night.
I'm working, of course. Oh no, I get off at 9.
I got to editing. We went to a 12 o'clock matinee after the comedy club. We went straight on over 3.
Uh-huh. So
that's
fun.
Awesome. Yeah, I need to go see more movies. I'm going to be editing all day tomorrow, so that'll be
perfect. Yes, that's great. Okay, cool. I'll text you when I'm off.
We went to Arclight.
Yes, the Arclight's the best. So nice. The popcorn there is so good. Okay, Mealy, so what I want to know right now is what is your favorite feminist event, like, or thing or something that's happened in the year since you've recorded the podcast episode
my
with us?
My number one favorite was yes. definitely the Act Like a Girl Show at the Nerdist Show. Room.
Shut up.
I'm not kidding.
Oh, that was mine.
Shut up.
Also, there was a really good Act Like a Girl Live podcast mine. At Clubhouse. That was really fun.
Oh, I'm going to cry. You guys are too yeah. nice.
I loved that one. Honestly, the my third favorite thing. Wow. So my favorite feminist event this year was definitely, besides all the Act Like a Girl events, obviously, was 50 Vagina Jokes. It was called Lady Bits at the Nerdist Showroom. It was thrown by Rochelle Meese and Sarah Schaefer. Oh my
so
gosh!
So jealous. I was so
it
jealous.
Was so good. It
was I
was like,
just sitting in Michigan. Jealous, like Nikki Glaser.
I was sitting in the green room
Riley
with like
Silverman.
Cameron Esposito and Nikki Glaser, and I haven't done a show in like a month, and so I was just like, I don't fucking deserve to be here. And then I was like, but there's no choice. And I was like, yo, dude, this isn't about you. This is about the vaginas. and then
kill
I was
the
like,
vaginas.
And then I was like, I'm just gonna go crush. And then I crushed. And then like Cameron Esposito was like, hey, you were really funny. And I was like, I listen to everything you've ever said.
Butterflies.
I love you.
Girl crush.
It was really cool. It was really fun. Like,
I know. It's about
to good show. I got a really cool Nikki Glaser shirt that I wear
and a mug.
And a mug.
That I'm obsessed with.
It was like, remember that one part in Almost Famous when like Stillwater gets in the fight over the big shirts and like it all kind of blows out and then he steals the shirt at the very end, stuffs it in his bag? That was like me. I was like, everyone.
I'm incendiary too.
I'm incendiary too, man.
Your aura, it's just this purple.
I said I love you. Purple. Be safe.
Don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs. So it's the 1 year anniversary, and is there any other subjects?
What about you?
No. Oh, me.
Yeah. What's your most important thing that happened inside Act Like a Girl world and outside?
Well, oh man, I'm gonna cry. For me, I feel like the thing for me, like, I wanted a podcast for so long. Like, I used to literally have dreams about like doing this that we're doing right now, just
wow,
like sitting here
awesome.
Recording and like
I'm glad to be a part of your dream,
being like a sound nerd,
oh,
you know?
Yeah.
And like,
I knew I had to be a part of somebody else's dream because my dreams weren't coming true. God damn.
Well, and then like the thing about it is too is it's just like it's given me like so much confidence and so
good.
Much more. Like,
and then
I just
I've just piggybacked onto your confidence, which is 100% true.
Me too.
I'm not even trying to be like cute or funny. Like, I've a, like, you know that John Mulaney stand up where he talks about like his favorite thing about having a wife is that like they like tell him that like, hey, they shouldn't talk to you like that.
You're right.
They shouldn't. That's like I'm literally our relationship. They're just like, that's not right. Like, you should be treated like that. And I was like, you know what?
Yeah. I'm gonna do something about that.
That's like the rapper, the hype guy, the rapper that was like Flavor Flav. Well, he was the, really the hype guy. Flavor Flav.
This is why I have to be a producer director because
so
like
yeah. each other's hype person. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Oh
but
yeah.
You need that in life.
No, we are.
That's
I mean,
gotta be. That's why you need somebody to be like, nope. Wait a minute. Hold up.
Yeah.
This is not. No,
I'm here for it. I love it.
Look,
I think it's great.
Shut up. Sit down. Keep it going.
Everybody should identify with what they want, you know?
Totally.
Like, I love it.
I love the freedom and everything too, but I can't guarantee you I'm gonna remember all the rules. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean?
All that's the all the freedom. Keep it real. But I don't remember all the rules.
Oh, you know. Hey. Yeah, I'm saying.
I mean, I think as long as you keep trying, that's what matters.
Yeah. It's just like with black people. You know, it's like, when can I say this? Why can't I say this? You just exposure. If you're around, it's gonna be like natural conversation, natural getting to know somebody. You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. you can ask forever. You still ain't gonna know unless you had the exposure. Mm-hmm. So you're gonna act a fool when you get around somebody you don't know.
You're gonna act a fool.
You know what I mean?
It's so true. It's very true.
Growing, yeah. If not,
you're decaying.
That's why we're here.
That's you if you don't stay up on everything.
Love
research,
it.
Research. Read.
Well, stay woke. Just like talk to people who aren't.
You.
Yeah. Yeah. Get out of your head, dude. You're
I the hiccuped only one in the middle there. Of that sentence.
You can totally like talk to the council, which is yourself, and then be like, hey guys, cool. Who's going to lead? All right, you're going to lead the council.
Yeah, what's best for this situation?
I know you're supposed to yourself, but really.
Guys, I smell.
Dude. I saw this I really great.
It's something when you Rachel when you smell yourself.
Song. You see the Rachel Bloom song that I shared it from Hoo Ha Ha?
No.
You know, like, do you ever go through phases where you're just like, well, apparently, I just need to be a huge fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Because those people that are getting what they fucking want.
Yeah.
Then, like, you try to be an asshole and everyone's like, you're a jerk. And you're like, oh, I'm sorry, man. I'm just trying to be an asshole.
That happens all the time.
And so, like, I've been, like, trying to, like, figure out ways at work to be like, hey, this is what you were doing. Because it's my idea and like, but also be like, you've worked with me many times. I'm definitely not like a fucking dictator by any means on set, but I'm like, I feel like I'm like firm, you know?
Yeah. No, you know
I'm
what
like,
you want.
This is what's happening.
Well, cause you're educated.
Yeah.
Like, you know what you want. You know what I mean? Like, it's not just like made up. It's like all has a reason.
And usually by the time I like actually start to make something, it's been a lot of just like, no, that's bad. No, that's good. No, no,
or,
I don't know.
I'm going
to think about
this.
It forever. Yeah. And then there's this really funny like Rachel Bloom song that I heard on Hoo Ha Ha the other day that was like talking about being a boss at your work. And it was like, I got to be mean. But not too mean, like, oh, like I don't want them to think I'm mean, but like I shouldn't care what you think, and like they slap out of the hands.
I love it.
It's so funny, and I was like, this is exactly right.
I love it. I love her too. I love.
I love Rachel Bloom. I want her on our show someday.
Yeah, she would totally do it.
Yeah,
she's like all about it.
Oh, okay. That reminds me. I need to reach out to. Okay, cool.
Cool. Cool.
I need to reach out to some people.
Cool.
My tactic, cons. I'm like the mole at the arcade. That's like popping out. Like, beep. Hey,
beep, hey. The whack-a-mole.
I'm still here. Yeah, thank you.
It was obviously really fun because like it's so fun like directing things, especially when it's just like a line of
cameras,
character
and you can, like,
popsicles melting. Like that's like,
well, yeah, and
job.
You can like shoot from camera to camera. Like I used to do that in high school.
It's so fun.
We would film the
and
football
now we have
games,
a TriCaster.
And I would sit in the truck and I would tell everyone.
Oh my gosh!
Like I would sit on the switchboard and tell them who was.
Isn't that hilarious? So seriously, you probably wearing a baseball cap.
Yeah.
How'd that work? You were in the truck and then you did what?
How'd that work?
I was in
Milan,
a van.
I think your guest is here.
Oh, good.
Oh, somebody's popular.
Okay, we're back.
Hold on.
Maylee's getting ready, so she stepped away. Okay, but now we have our good friend Katie Dole.
It's Dahl.
Dahl, damn it.
You can reintroduce me.
Okay.
Then I won't have to correct
you. I do that every time.
I do that.
And I think that I'm right, and then, okay.
Yeah, because it looks like.
The E silent.
Dahl.
Okay, we have our good friend.
She looks like a doll.
She does.
She's like a doll. Just Dahl.
We have our good friend Katie Dahl on. We're so excited.
Thank you for having
Hi,
me.
Katie. Welcome back.
Katie, it's your third time.
Third time's a charm, baby. Yes. Congratulations.
Thank you.
This is so exciting.
We're so happy.
I love when I can get an anniversary. You know what I mean? You feel like you've done something with your life. You can celebrate.
And we're not married, so.
Yeah, so it has to be any type
not
of
Not yet,
something.
Anyway. I don't know.
But any type of relationship, if you can celebrate a year, like, it's got to be a good
it's
thing.
It's a thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And in L.A., 1 year, that's like 10 years.
It's
you know?
True.
Yeah.
So. And every week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we give you a mic?
We can pull it up.
Yeah.
And we have Megan Lerner here. Am I saying that right?
It's Lehrer.
Lehrer.
That's a weird one. Nobody ever pronounces that right.
I'm terrible at names.
It's also just a weird name.
Yeah.
What is it?
It means teacher in German.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
so are you good at teaching people blood. Things?
Absolutely. Maybe not. I don't know.
You're patient.
Pretty. With children, not with adults.
You're patient
not
with me.
Too, with children, yeah. Not with adults.
Children, yeah. I
understand.
That's because you're a beautiful human being. Mm. You don't mean harm.
Most of the time.
You don't ask stupid things.
Most of the time.
So you surprised me. I thought I was just coming over to say hi. And you put me on this pod.
Hi.
What would you like to talk about on your 1 year anniversary?
I want to know what. So thinking back from August, like the mid-August of last year, what is your favorite feminist thing that's happened since then?
Wonder Woman, obviously. Yes. I mean, what a great movie. What a great moment. All these women going out and like kicking ass.
Yes. And they cast real female athletes.
Yes.
Which I love.
That makes a difference. I haven't seen it yet, but I want to see it.
You
I
need to see
it. It's worth it. Yeah. It's worth every second.
I just saw Girls Trip. That was like. Good
to oh, that was yeah. That's yeah. also a great movie. I haven't seen it yet, but what a cool thing! It was like the top opening for an R-rated comedy.
Yeah,
which so cool. Made, like yeah, all female. So cool. Black cast. Yeah, they really and Tiffany Haddish, the comedian. I've seen it.
She is so like, funny.
I heard she stole that show.
Yeah,
I stole the movie.
Everybody's like she was
her.
On. It was her breakout moment, and she was just like a comedian. Like me on the stage the other day. I mean, you know.
Yeah well, she was on like Leslie Jones.
Yeah.
She was on What's His White Guy? That's a late night talk show, one of them.
Well,
and
she was on very general question.
She was.
Because they got the same name, both one of them.
No, I don't
Jimmy
know if
Kimmel,
it was,
I think.
It's
I think
two
it was.
Jimmys.
No, it was Jimmy Kimmel, and she told the whole story about
going out with the Smiths.
Will and Janice. Yeah. You know what's so funny? So she told a story about going on a Groupon Swamp Tour.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I went on a Groupon Swamp Tour in New Orleans. Like, recently.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you were just there for your birthday.
Fun.
Yeah, that's
me
so
Will
good.
Smith, we're doing the same
yes.
thing.
And she was so funny when she was telling it because she was like, and then they took me out to like dinner at the Ritz that night. You know, like she bought them the Groupon, and then
they didn't know what a Groupon was.
And yeah. she had a $20 rental car
by the
every
time
day.
Coupons came out. She was already like a million times over.
Right.
So multi-millionaire. She ain't gonna use no coupon.
I'm not gonna tell it as funny as Tiffany did because it's her story. But just. Cliff's Notes version so that you know they were hanging out and they were all filming this movie and they were down in New Orleans and she said they said what are you doing tomorrow on your day off. She said I got myself a Groupon to go to the swamp tour, and so she brought Will and Jada there, and it's like this group of 20 people on this tourist depot.
And Will Smith hadn't been with like normal people in years.
I mean, that makes sense. They've been trillionaires for a long time.
No, and so Jada said, oh, I thought that you had a boat you could bring a group on.
And that's like a classic. Remember when Paris Hilton was like, a Walmart, is that where they sell walls? Kind of that, like, wow, you are just
out of touch.
Can't quite relate to the rest of the world anymore, can you?
Yeah, yeah,
you're at that point.
Bitch all her life. She don't. Why would somebody go to a place called Walmart? Like to buy walls. That's true. Her
it's
world.
A mart
full
of walls.
I just went to her world and I can see that. Totally.
I mean, she just doesn't understand the process of like that you build
walls. I understand. I thought she was buying walls too. When I went
I mean,
to
you
her world.
Buy materials to make a wall. And,
Yeah, but I was thinking, what? That's what it, because lights.
But like in her mind, you buy
a wall. Oh, that's a
put it up wherever you want.
Like, it's like a dollhouse.
That would actually be
like a
dope idea.
Dollhouse.
I wish real life was like that. Yeah. Must be nice to be rich where you can just snap your fingers and have
and
things change
happens.
Like that.
Someday.
Are you guys going to do more live shows?
Oh, yeah, we have one. As far as this podcast is concerned, because of when it'll be coming out, we have one tonight.
Oh.
August 17th.
That's so exciting.
At Nerd Melt.
Yes. At Nerd Melt again. What a great venue.
Yeah, it's such a great venue. And we're collecting menstrual products for Happy Periods.
What's that?
Happy Periods is an organization. I'm so glad you asked. Happy Periods is an organization that collects menstrual materials. So like pads, tampons, wet wipes, soap, clean underwear. No, not deodorant, but just like
nice.
Just
clean
period
underwear.
Stuff. Yeah, clean underwear. Or like it's new good. Underwear, newish underwear.
Yeah.
And then they make kits and then they pass them out to the homeless like on Skid Row and stuff.
Oh, that's great.
They're super great. Yeah, and so I work with the Downtown Women's Center
Yeah.
And they just donated a bunch of menstrual shit to me to give to them.
I imagine that's one of the least things donated.
I hope they donate some.
Actually, well, we have an extreme amount, but we only have like 6 women at our center that are on their periods. Like no one else is because they're all like older. Yeah. And or they have like been through so much trauma or whatever.
And you give to the prisons because they don't give them.
Yes.
They don't give them.
That's a great idea. I should bring that up to Happy Periods.
Or anything in the prisons.
That's a really good idea.
A great idea.
Yeah, I should bring that up to them. I wonder how that works.
I unfortunately have to peace out.
No, that's fine. I
understand. I appreciate this little surprise visit.
Surprise! Thank you for bringing coconut.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm so excited. I
hope to see you at the party. You're going to.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, listen, I'm going to be, like, posting about it.
So, what? Let me know. What's your playlist? Okay, we're getting a playlist of all the favorite songs, female bosses.
Oh, yeah. What would you like to hear tonight?
Powerful women, like Beyonce.
Ooh. Like,
do you have a song?
What's a good, like, powerful? You know, why not, like, some Spice Girls?
Oh, fuck
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm such a big Shania Twain fan. I feel like she I loved her.
Her day,
man, yeah. I feel like a woman.
She's like one of the top selling recording artists of all time.
She's tough. She had to go through some shit.
Dude, her husband left her for her
best friend. Dude, but she got that best friend husband though.
I know, and now she's married to the best friend's husband. That is true. That is that's a
really
fact.
That's so funny.
Crazy.
And that's a real story. And
she's coming back out now. She's like singing and doing. She's still cute, honey. She's doing her shit.
Do you have a specific Spice Girl jam?
So I would say Spice Up Your Life is a really
great
song.
Spice Up Your Life.
That intro.
Yeah. And also, of course, When to Become When, but that's like a more slow jam.
When to Become When.
Remember there's Stop. That's a fun one.
Yeah, Stop.
Stop right now.
Yeah.
I know them all. I just don't know the names to them.
And then, of course, the classic, you know, If You Want to Be My Lover.
Yeah.
That's like,
if you want to be my lover.
You say you want to.
Were you guys fans?
Oh, yeah.
Did you dress up? The movie? Oh, I was Sporty Spice.
I was
always.
Posh.
I was Ginger, course, even though sense. I'm blonde and should did be baby.
No, I was more like Madonna.
Okay.
Fan,
oh,
then,
yeah.
Because I was going to say.
I like Spice Girls, though, but I was just like more Destiny's Child.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, but I like Spice Girls though. I like them. I can get down with them.
Yeah, they're great.
The Writings on the Wall was like that album did not leave my stereo for months.
Oh my god, amazing.
Them and Hanson. Boom, boom.
There
boom,
you go. Boom, boom. Well, thanks for having me.
Yes.
I'm gonna roll out.
Yeah,
okay. But yeah, it's just really exciting that you guys are doing this. And
I'm so glad
for anybody who's
there.
Listening out there, I'm Katie Dahl. You can follow me on all socials. And I have a weekly variety show that features women and. Diverse people, you know, of all different walks of life, at the Pack Theater. It's called the Scramble Comedy. It's every Sunday, and
they were on our podcast.
Yes, we were on the podcast, all three of us. So
yeah,
great. All right, I'll see you soon.
Okay,
and we're back. Katie had to leave, so we're just here with Megan.
Hello,
it's Megan. Okay, this is exciting because it was Katie's third time on the podcast, Maylee's second time on the podcast, and it's Megan's first time.
It's definitely
on the
my first.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome!
we'll definitely have you back for like a proper episode.
Yeah,
because you're dope as fuck.
Oh, thank you,
Megan.
I am the editor in chief of an intersectional feminist production company. Whatever we are.
Yeah, go ahead.
A multimedia company,
and she also runs like. Has on and off and still runs a bunch of feminist social media type of things.
Wow. Glad to meet you.
And writes tons of feminist stuff
like
for dozens of places.
I used to write so much more. I feel like I stopped writing when I started editing because my brain just turns to
editing
mush.
Editing is a lot. Yeah.
Stare at a computer long enough and you just start to kind of resent it.
Yeah. No, editing the podcast episodes, I'm fried.
Just like close your door, turn the lights off, leave me alone.
But then it's rewarding because then you get to see the other side. It's like, oh,
yes.
I did that. Did I know that?
Yes. And then eventually you get to where you have a year's worth.
Yeah.
That is crazy. I remember all of this happening. I can't believe it's been a year.
I can't believe
Although I have to say,
year.
It kind of feels like it's always been in my life.
Wow.
It's like
nice.
It's kind of like I've always associated you with it, but then at the same time, it's only been around for a year.
Right. Well,
Act Like a Girl has been around for 3 years,
but the podcast
and a half years.
Is a year.
Yeah, but the podcast is a year.
Right. But still.
But you dreamt it. You say you dreamt exactly us.
Yes. The first time I heard your podcast, I was driving down Laurel Canyon. I remember I took a picture of it and sent it to you.
I remember that.
Oh, man. This is great. I'm so glad that we're doing this episode. This is so good.
This is the best thing I could have done today.
Oh, no.
This year. You know
therapeutic.
Yeah. Yeah, right before my birthday. Because you know.
Yeah.
When's your birthday?
August 23rd.
That's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
so soon.
Virgo. Well, I say Virgo. They say Leo Virgo.
Virgo queen.
You're like right on the cusp. Border.
Yeah. I could see both, I guess.
Yeah.
I've never been the kind of person who knows enough about all star the signs. I know everything about mine because I'm a Taurus.
Oh, my brother's a Taurus. That's how I know.
So is my brother.
Tauruses, they're very nice and sweet and sensitive, but they have a temper just like their bull.
You know what? I don't know if this is typical of all Tauruses. Taurus. How do you say that? Sounds like a dinosaur. I don't know if this is typical, but I tend to let things pass and hold shit in for a long time, and then I do snap over something tiny, and it's ugly.
Yeah, I think that's typical. I think that's typical.
He was like, get out of my room, you hip. I'm going by your head.
I feel like, we try to be as agreeable as possible. We're definitely loyal as hell, but then we like snap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love loyalty.
Yes. Tracy keeps quoting Kendrick Lamar like pretty much at least every episode, and it makes me so happy
much
every time
it
happens.
I didn't even know until you listen to somebody express themselves. It's like, yes,
that is amazing to connect to another artist that you've never met, unless you've met him.
Yeah,
you know, when you've ever met them and you feel so deeply connected, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. It's like how I feel about Daniel Radcliffe.
Daniel Radcliffe feels the same about you.
He just doesn't know it yet.
He hasn't met you yet. Wait. He don't know.
I'm sure I have people in my mind. Nothing comes to mind. Nothing that would be utterly cheesy for me to start.
I'm thirsty.
Off.
Maybe I need some water.
Yeah, get some water.
Man, it's
everything. There's like 2,000 calories minimum, and they eat there like twice a week. How?
I don't know.
But also, we live in a state that's very much like avocado. Do you want avocado with your latte? Yeah. You want your avocado
Do
latte?
Do you want avocado with your
latte? Do you want your
latte
in an avocado?
Do you want avocado to wipe your butt with?
You know, there's lattes that go inside avocado shells now.
Oh. What? How
they
do they stay supported?
It tastes terrible.
Oh, no.
It's just for Instagram.
And it's so hot.
Like the charcoal ice cream that everyone's buying just to put on Instagram and then throw it out because it's not edible.
Ew.
That exists here.
I've seen the pictures of that. I had a huge cotton candy in Japan, and I had to get the big one because Instagram, and it's like rainbow. It was so pretty, and I could only eat like a quarter of it. Because, I mean, it was good, but it was just so much fucking
Have you
sugar.
Ever gotten the cotton candy at Saddle Ranch?
No.
Oh, my God. My old roommate and I went. It was like our second week in L.A. or something. It was like really early. And so we got there. Yeah, the cotton candy thing's like.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. Holy it's shit. Great for Instagram, but we had like a couple bites and we're like, this is it's getting wet.
Yeah, no, it was like weird looking when I was like halfway through with it. And I was just standing on the sidewalk, and you have to basically like, because it's in Harajuku and all the sidewalks and the people are so, yeah, she'll be all right for a second. All the sidewalks, like there's no space and there's so many fucking people. There's the most fucking people I've ever seen at once in my life. And I lived in Manhattan, and so you just have to like stand by the side. No, in Tokyo, in Harajuku. So you have to like stand on the sidewalk, like up on the sidewalk next to the shop, and they have like an allocated area for you.
Yeah, it's not comfy.
Yeah, it was hard. Yeah.
So that was Japan.
Yeah.
It's like this.
Yes.
Did you ride the train?
Yes.
They be feeling on women on them trains.
They didn't.
I saw
fuck with me, and I would have cut off one of their
so tight and so close
hands if they did.
I know.
I would have flipped out.
That happened real bad to a friend of mine here on the metro. Oh.
A girl wrote for Act Like a Girl about getting her pussy grabbed on the metro.
What happened?
Here.
Sexual assault on the metro. I mean, not that I'm saying like, this is why I don't do public transportation. It's just impractical for me to do it. But I don't know. I've been to Ireland and I went all over the place there and it's just not the same. It's so normalized to take public transportation.
Yeah.
That everyone does it, so it's not like this
status thing.
Yeah,
because they make it here in America like, girl, you ain't got no car, you ain't got no
right
car,
for sure,
bus.
Especially
and
in LA.
Joke like that, so you catching a bus.
Well, I take.
It's like, why are you judging me? Because I'm catching a. It's a mode of transportation. It's a mode.
I wish there was more of it here, man.
Well, yeah, I think they're working on it, but yeah, I wish there was even more.
Tired of this traffic.
It's so bad. Oh my God, today Tracy and I were driving on the highway, and
it's
I was
like
just like, oh God,
your fucking car. You gotta find parking it where you go.
I spend more time in my car than probably anywhere else.
Me too. Everything in there, you gotta pack for
it.
We
got it, babe.
Yeah, we know. I'm going to take you in a second.
Oh, go ahead.
No, it's okay. We're going to wrap up soon. I take the metro downtown, and one time I got on and walked down and like, you know, fuck, doesn't matter what I'm wearing ever anyway, but I'm just saying, it's not like I was in like a slutty outfit at all. I was in like a t-shirt and short jeans.
And still.
And this guy, I walk up and he just starts looking at me and glaring at me and looking at me like I'm disgusting. Like he makes like a stink face and he starts muttering under his breath and just watches every move I'm making. And I was just so fucking uncomfortable. And I went to a different, I like did, which they say women do this where we like, our instinct is to flock to each other. So I walked to this other woman and I was like, this guy's making me really uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. He's like glaring at me. Can we just like stand next to each other? And she was French. And so she was like, pardon? And I was like, oh no. And then I was, and then I said it slower. She knew how to speak English though very well, but she'd had like headphones in, you know, and I speak really quickly and I was nervous and I was like, the guy behind me, he's making me uncomfortable. And she looked at him and she was like, oh, stand next to me. And I was like, thank you.
This is going to be like thank my feminist you. Rants of the evening, but
I love it. Feminist rant.
I do nanny part time because it's LA. I live alone. It's freaking expensive. Yeah. And I took my kids to the Santa Monica College like community pool. They have a membership there. And they're 11 and 6. They're like the 11-year-old's teaching the 6-year-old to swim. It was like a proud mama moment.
Cute.
And I'm filming it. And this guy comes, sits down. He's in his 60s, sparks up a conversation, starts asking if I want to get high. After I just I lied to him. I was like, those are my kids. He had no idea that I was, I mean, I, you know, 28. I could very easily have an 11-year-old or a 10-year-old. And he finally asks me as I'm like, hey, I got to go actually move my car because I genuinely had to move my car. And he was like, well, hey, do you want to get high sometime? And I was like, actually, no, I'm okay. I need to go move my car. And he was like, wow, getting blown off. Okay. And I was like, I did really have to move my car, but also you're not entitled.
No, exactly. To my time, to my conversation.
You're not even entitled to talk to me, let alone ask me to hang out with you.
And want me to respond to?
This man was definitely in his 60s. Not that I'm saying that there's this, you know, age is just a number. But I'm 28. I look younger than I am.
Yeah.
Gross. And I don't know. It was very, very uncomfortable, very, very predatory. And I remember thinking the whole time in my head, this is what women deal with. This is what we do.
Yeah.
Constantly. Because if we, A, we're scared of any kind of retaliation, but B, if we speak up or something, it just, it almost makes it worse. And it's easier to just sit there and smile and nod and be polite. And it sucks. It sucks that I'm even saying that.
Because it's not moving us forward when we don't. When we're silent, we don't move forward. And somebody got to take the bullet and be like,
I'm a, you know, strong, independent woman. Don't get me wrong. But at the same time, like, I also just don't. I'm tired.
Oh, that happened to me at my job. Sexual harassment. Tired. And it's the same thing. It made it worse. You're right. It made it worse when I told the manager and all this. And everybody was against me at the whole job.
Of course they were. Why on earth?
So you're totally right. You're totally right. But I just felt like, what if I had would have went forward? What if somebody else come behind me and experienced the same? They're not going to learn. Nobody on that job. Mm-hmm. They don't care, you know. But I was tired. Like you said, I got to leave this job and get another job. I got to pay my bills. I got to move on. You know, life goes on. I can't be sitting here saying, hey, he said this to me. He's harassing me. You know, it's like.
And you should be able to. It should just.
Well, she did, but they just, nobody did anything about it.
So
she was just like,
twice.
I have to go. Like, I have to go.
I went to the twice. I signed the papers and I had a witness and, you know, I was just like, and then they moved
gotta
me by
go.
Myself. They, like you said, it get worse. I moved by myself. Everybody else back here. Like, I'm the problem. I'm like, I ain't
no,
in school.
And you know,
I see this shit, you know?
What's really messed
put
up
me in
is
the corner.
Whoever, I don't know the whole story, obviously, but it's only going to continue. I mean,
yeah,
we're just
going
to keep covering
continue.
It up. What's the
yeah.
point of that?
That's what they're going to do.
They're going to get the wrong person one day.
Yep.
Yeah.
For sure. Well, the wrong situation, too. Okay, Megan, since last August, what is your favorite feminist thing that's happened in this year?
Oh, man. Well, that's a tough one. I mean, there's been so many beautiful moments that have just cemented so much of why I love what I do. But I have to say, because it did, I remember it being one of the very vibrant moments in our government because, you know, we're kind of limited there.
Those.
But Elizabeth Warren, nevertheless, she persisted. That
yes.
was a very
so good.
It was very
like
cool,
that.
Even
yeah.
though in the end she was, you know, kicked out.
Yeah.
It was just, I was like, okay.
But she knew that
we
she
have
was, some, like,
we have
yeah.
someone fighting for us, and
yeah,
that's
exactly.
really nice. That's a nice feeling. It was a very small glimmer of hope during a shitstorm, and I kind of need I need another glimmer to come in because I'm getting discouraged right now.
Yeah, but we have Maxine Waters. She said reclaim your time. She so, hey, that's
reclaim
that's
your time. I'm reclaiming my time.
That was pretty amazing. Yeah, that just happened.
Reclaiming my time.
Because they are acting a fool.
She
you know,
is
we know
so
we
good.
Know.
And the
we
guy,
run the world.
Yeah.
The guy the that's world. In charge is just like, yep, yep.
Yep.
You need to answer her question. Like, so good. So good. Okay.
I feel you all the way, though. I mean, I really do.
Yeah,
it's
I
like
agree.
Elizabeth exactly
Warren
what you said
ass.
Happened to me on my job. So it's just totally right. And we just got to stand together. We just got a little bit by little bit. Oh. I looked at my phone. Somebody was calling. I said not to say nothing. I'm like, I'm so used to rules. That's why I hate rules. Like, don't talk. Don't. I just want to talk. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I don't even know when I can and when I can't. I'm like, I can talk. I was
always.
Just looking at my phone tripping, talking about why people calling me. That is talk. So good right there.
It's so yummy. Guys.
What are you eating?
Curry, try a bite. It's this
curry cauliflower,
curry cauliflower
yeah,
from
start,
Trader Joe's.
Having sponsors
is it vegan?
Too. We
not that
Trader Joe's.
Yes,
hey, we got to
like
and pump up y'all curry cauliflower.
I do meatless
anytime
Mondays.
We talk about eating
it's
on this
so good.
Episode, we talk about Trader Joe's because that's
yeah.
the only place I shop.
Yeah, and we need to tell them, look, this is the only place
well,
we shop.
It's
place.
Affordable and delicious.
Yes, yeah. it is. Exactly.
And
healthy.
Good shit.
Affordable and delicious.
Not
and,
fake
and
shit.
Healthy. Yeah. It's so good. And it's good. I was like, it's like real food. I'm going to buy some of it.
It's real good.
Their chicken salad, their curry chicken
yeah,
salad.
Yeah, that's
ridiculous.
Yeah,
it
I
is.
Love their curry chicken.
I've
salad.
I've seen that for a long time too. I'm
I
like,
get it with
I
the
don't
crunchy
know,
kale,
but now I know I like that.
I get it with the crunchy kale, lettuce. Okay, let's bounce.
Okay.
Yeah, we gotta go take the dog out.
Yeah, we gotta take the dog out.
Babe's important.
Yeah. Guys, come to our show tonight.
Oh, it's gonna
at
be
at Nerd Melt.
So much.
7 p.m.
Don't miss
We've
it.
Got Fiza Dusani. We've got Fempire Improv Group.
We've got Aiko Tanaka.
Mm-hmm. We've got Bonnie Hee doing some clown work. And then
Woo.
We've got a sketch, a new premiere sketch from Flip a Bitch.
I love
They're
it.
They're great. Look up Flip a Bitch.
I love Flip a Bitch.
And then hopefully we'll have a surprise person.
Come if y'all want a party. If you want
come
a party
hang
like
out.
You never have a party before, come. Celebrate with Act Like a Girl.
Coming out with us. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Act Like a Girl TV.
Wait, like so this show's August 17th?
Yeah.
I can go. I'm going to
yeah.
be there.
Yes, you are. And we're partying
it's
at Melrose
so
Umbrella
cool.
Company after tonight. They'll have a drink special for us.
Melrose Umbrella Company. That sounds like a fun place. I've never heard of it.
yeah. And email us at actlikeagirltv@gmail.com. Check out actlikeagirl.tv, as we said, and there's the Get Involved page on the upper right-hand corner.
Please
reach out to us.
Yeah, we want to hear from you.
We totally want to hear from you. We want to get you on the podcast. We want you to we want
to
answer
you
your questions.
Shows.
Yeah.
yeah.
All
you know,
of
talk
the
to you
things.
Let us know how you feel about the topics we discussed. What do you want to talk about?
Yes, let us know. Please subscribe, like, all that shit.
And share.
Oh, yeah. And if you guys could rate and review us on iTunes, that would be ever so helpful.
Awesome. That would be awesome. We
and
would love it.
And we'll see you guys next week.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.